The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Friday evening's action in Down Royal. We have a 7-race national hunt card to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you. Looking forward to a bit of jumping this evening in Ireland. What do you make of the card?
It's all right, yeah. Some really competitive stuff middleway through. Those handicaps really are... something for punters to get stuck into, so hopefully some reasonable success.
Good stuff. Let's get stuck into the action then. The first race is the 550. We start with a 3-year-old maiden hurdle, and it's over 2 miles, and we haven't quite got it priced up yet on the website, but I imagine Cabaret will probably be favourite, Andy.
I would have thought so, yeah. It's a classic case here of experience over a horse who could be half useful and making its debut from a powerful stable. Very much a difficult choice for punters. We know that Cabaret's performed to a decent standard so far. He ran the first juvenile of the season in Ireland. That was at Roscommon. He was runner-up to Pat Flynn's nice horse, Attan, but he showed a real aptitude for the game. And considering he was a 25-1 shot, I think that probably would have surprised connections, like land punters as well. And he proved it was no fluke by running close to a horse of Willie McCreary's next time out back at the same track. Horse called Love the Feeling. The pair of them had a bit of a duel in the latter stage of the race, and they were clear of a horse called Tarabin, who incidentally was trained by Willie Mullins, of course, who's got the second favourite here, Rowerwell. And also, it's worth pointing out that horse runs in the same colour, so you'd like to think that Willie Mullins would have a fair idea of what it would take to beat Cabaret here, considering he's already trained a horse who's finished just in behind Aidan Fogarty's Charge. And Rowerwell himself, could be anything, really. He's a difficult one to assess. He's just had the 3 runs for Mickey Halford when he was a 2-year-old. And he's been off the track for the best part of a year. That race he ran in last time out at Garran Park has thrown up such winners as Panama Hat, Prima Gentia and Empress Tora. So it was quite a decent race. So a lot depends on how the betting shapes up here. I think if the market speaks very favourably of Verowell, it could well be that he might just have enough quality to beat Cabaret. But it is a difficult call in the first race.
Okay. Which way would you go if I pushed you then, Andy?
Oh, Verowell, yeah. I'm going to take a chance with Verowell, yeah.
Okay. On to the 5:20 next race, 2 on the card, and this is a mare's maiden hurdle over 2 miles. And we'll start here with Stormaway, if we may, Andy. A couple of bumper successes, pretty decent on the flat as well. And having her second start over obstacles, over hurdles this evening, she was second on her debut. Do you expect her to go one better here?
She's got every chance, although I think she's got a very tough opponent to beat here who might just have enough quality to match her. It's quite a decent little mare's only race, actually, with the front two in the market dominating. Stormaway, as you mentioned, good runner-up the other day behind You're the One I Want down in Ballinrobe. I didn't think the form of that really mounted too much, and considering this horse a sent-off favourite, she was slightly disappointing. She was previously quite impressive down in Tipperary when she won the National Flat Race quite convincingly, but I'm still absolutely not totally buying her at the moment at a short price, so I'm going to go with what lies ahead here. Comes from an unbelievably strong stable at the moment. This Willie McCreary ride has absolutely taken off in the last week or two. They've had 6 winners, including Love the Feeling, Kane's Pass, No Fear, Tilly Wonder, just a name, but two or three there. So you're backing a horse from a powerful stable. And this horse ran in a listed bumper race the last time we saw it behind Amnivad, a horse that, of course, Willie Mullins trained to success several times last season. And her form on the flat at the moment is pretty good as well. She managed to win 2 starts ago down in Ballinrobe, and then she went to Galway Festival in a handicap and finished 3rd behind Pyromaniac and Pivot Bridge. Back in the field with a horse called Lando from the Gordon Elliott stable, Frank in the form. I actually think she's got better form than Stormaway, and that she's likely to prove the best of these two long term. It's just whether she can jump, of course, first time out over hurdles. But she's worth taking the chance with, particularly if she's been priced up around about 5-2 in most bookmakers this morning. So what lies ahead? The value pick in the 5:20.
Okay, what lies ahead then? A bit of value in the 520. On to the 550 next, race 3 on the card, and this is a rated hurdle for 4-year-olds and older that at entry are rated 123 or less. It's over 2 miles, and you could give quite a few of these a good chance here, Andy. Perez, the old boy, he's banging the mix. Primrose and Blue and Woodbrise, the two Willie Mullins runners. You've got He's Our Man, who wouldn't be out of it either. What are your thoughts here?
Well, Perez, technically, is a very well-handicapped horse, isn't he? It's a classic case of a chaser trying to come back over hurdles to exploit a smaller mark. And his last run behind Foster's Cross at the Galway Festival, like a mark of 134, not only was a good effort, but has been franked by the winner. Subsequently, of course, went to Ballinrad the other night and lowered the colours of Henry de Bromhead-trained horse, Special Tiara. So he's certainly got every chance, if he can perform up to that level, over the smaller obstacles. But you've got to ask yourself, he hasn't won over the smaller obstacles since 2010. So despite him looking very tempting here to many, and you know he should really take advantage of that situation, I'm not totally convinced of the short price. So I'm going to go for something each way here. And I'm going to go with the track specialist, Sir Ector, 7-year-old trained by Jimmy Lann. His form figures here at his favourite track are absolutely sensational. He's had 4 runs over hurdles here. He finished runner-up on his first here, then he absolutely dotted off a mark of 104 on his third start. And then he was sent off odds-on favourite to win a handicap. And as you can see by the form figures in the paper, he was supposed to be coughing after the race. And that's the reason why he never ran up to form. But he's been in good form over on the flats recently. Of course, he won the November handicap, beating Quick Jack towards the back end of the season at Leopardstown. And his last run was a good run as well at Galway, trying to give £7 away to Dermot Wells' Forgotten Rules, who could well be in a group horse in the making. He faced a very stiff task, but at least he comes here in good form off the back of that run. And he's around about 5-6-1 with most bookmakers this morning, returning to his favourite track off a mark of 100, off only 114. This 101 rated horse on the flat surely must go close with Barry Geraghty on board.
Okay, so Rector then in the 550. The 620 is race 4 on the card. This is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles for 4-year-olds and older, rated 80 to 95. And this is quite open, only quite a wide open handicap. So what are your thoughts here?
Yeah, really nasty race here to get your head around. I'm just going to play with the straight bat here. I'm not going to spend too long previewing this race. You always get one race in Ireland that's of a low grade, and they make very little appeal, and this one's very much it. The Fitz Ladies are going to be the selection each way. If we can get sort of 7-2, 4-1, that kind of price, caught the odds, I don't think we'll do too much damage. She should be in the frame. She has been on the last 3 starts, and she arrives here following a good run down in Tremor the other day when she chased home, pleased as punch. She was also 5th at this meeting last year in a very hot handicap, so she's got some previous round this course. So everything adds up for a really good run. There's not that many horses in this race that have got really solid credentials, and she's one of the few. So let's go with the obvious one, the Fitz Lady.
Okay, the Fitz Lady then, the selection in the 620. The 650 is next up. This is a maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles, and Clondor Farmer's probably going to be market leader here. He's got off the mark kind of bumpers last time, winning over 2.25 miles and needing every yard of that, so the step-up in trip should suit. Over hurdles for the first time, Andy, what do you make of the likely favourite here?
Yeah, Shark Hanlon's found a really good opportunity here for Clondor Farmer to get off the mark, first time of asking over hurdles. Of course, he's a former point-to-point winner as well. I always like that. If they've had form in the point-to-point fields, it usually means obviously they can jump sound. He's already proven they can jump, you know, 15 to 16 fences. He should have no problem jumping 12 hurdles. And he's bound to be well schooled by Shark Hanlon. Not many of his horses go to the track without a good solid background attached to them. He comes here via a good run at the Ferry House Festival when he was second in the point-to-point final behind Gordon Hillett's Free Expression. And then he rather made heavy weather winning a bumper at Galway. And I think it was his class and quality that got him through that day. He was certainly made up to work hard for that victory by Blueprint Bob, who was in second, but he did show the kind of qualities that I'm sure Shark Hanlon will be you know, hoping that he continues for the rest of his career. You know, Shark Hanlon's got a big void in his stable with sort of like looking for a superstar to come through, and hopefully Clondor Farmer can be the one. I think 5-6 actually with William Hill this morning is not a bad bet for a horse who looks as though he's cut above the rest of the opposition tonight.
Okay, Clondalf Farmer then a cut above in the 650. The 720 is the penultimate race this evening. This is a handicap hurdle over 2¾ miles for 4-year-olds and older, rated 80-109. And we'll start here with Bo's Icard, if we may, Andy. Quite an interesting runner here. Got off the mark over fence on his penultimate start and then took advantage of a £17 lower mark over hurdles when winning at Bellewstown yesterday. Only £4 higher here, Andy. Do you think it's another chance for him to strike?
Yeah, it's a great chance, isn't it? Yeah, good piece of race planning by Noel Mead, having spotted a loophole in the programme. Of course, this chaser who bolted up at Roscommon two starts back made mincemeat of the opposition at Bellewstown last night. Just depends whether Noel Mead wants to roll the dice again and run him only 24 hours later. If he comes out of that race okay, according to Noel, reading the Racing Post report, then he'll take his chance. It's a track that should suit. He's just in the form of his life. And Noel Mead's not the kind of trainer either that would at risk a horse unless he thought he was 100%. So if he does run, he's clearly going to take the world a beating here. The two that I would centre on, if let's say the favourite doesn't run, because obviously I've got to give a selection just in case the favourite doesn't line up, May Dullier and Carmel's Boy would be the two that I'd have a look at, slightly bigger prices. Carmel's Boy, for instance, loves it here at Down Royal. Ever since he's been running in the point-to-point fields, his form figures are 2-1-3-1 at the track, so two wins, a second and a third, and he was also third in this race last year as well behind Street Runner. He comes here via a good run over fences behind Fisher Bridge in the Galway Plate Trial two starts back, so he's got to run well, I think, at 10-1. I think Carmel's Boy, right the foot of the ways, he's sure to go well at track he loves. And May Dullier, a similar profile really, not as many runs at the track, but she was second last year to Quarter Mill Rose here at this venue. And she caught the eye of the day in a red-hot race down in Roscommon. A really strongly run handicap won by Hellcat Maggie, who's in fantastic form. This horse was noted doing some really good late work after getting shuffled back through the pack going down the back straight. She rather lost her position when the tempo increased, which can happen at Roscommon. It's that kind of venue. But I think this stiffer, more galloping track won't allow Dennis's Cullen's charge to rest on her laurels. And I think she could also run well. So clearly, if Bo's Icard runs here, he would be the main selection. But if he doesn't, then I think you need to look towards May Dullier and Carmel's Boy.
OK, keep an eye out and see if the favourite runs then in the 720. The 750 is the final race on the card. We finish with a 2-mile bumper. And Top of Thornton heads the betting this morning, currently 7-4 market leader as we record this. Third on bumper debut last time, and that was behind Clondalf Farmer. So we'll get a look at that form earlier on in the card. And do you see that as the key piece of form here?
I think there's a couple of pieces of form really that stand out. One of them, of course, is Top of Thornton's, and as you pointed out, Clondalf Farmer represents that form early on in the card, and I like the way this horse travelled through that race. He certainly was worthy of running at a big festival, and the fact that he was only 10-1 to win that decent Galway bumper indicates that he's okay. It comes from the point-to-point field, so stamina shouldn't be an issue. And he's trained by Colin O'Bratney as well, who's got a fantastic record here at the track. He's one of the top trainers at this venue, although he doesn't really win that many bumpers here. I noticed that in the last 4 years or 5 years, yeah, 4 years, he hasn't actually had a bumper winner in 10 runs, so that's a little bit of a question mark. And the other one to concentrate on here is Our Socks, again from a stable that has got a phenomenal record. Brian Hamilton, of course, trains right by Down Royal over in Northern Ireland, and all these horses here are worth a second look. And this horse ran quite well last time out at Roscommon. When he kept up well in the latter stage of that race, won by Pack the Punch. If there's good money for that to Our Socks, I think he's also worth a second look in the betting. So the two trainers who hold all the aces here are the local trainers, Colin O'Bratney and Brian Hamilton. I'm going to go with Top of Thornton on this occasion because I just think that Galway form is just a little bit better than Our Socks is.
OK, good stuff. Let's just have a quick summary then, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections for Down Royal one more time.
Yeah, good race to start off, or potentially a decent little race between Cabaret and Verowell. I'll take a chance at Verowell. He's up to the mark, first time up for Willie Mullins. Quite keen on what lies ahead in the 5.20 to get the better of favourite Storm Away. 5.50, favourite Pires certainly should take advantage in theory of a very low handicap mark over hurdles, but it's not always the case, and maybe Sir Ector's the one that steps up to the plate back to his local track and he's worth backing each way against him. In the 6.20, not a race I'm going to mull over too much, but the Fitz Lady makes some sort of each-way appeal. Clondalf Farmer looks one for short price punters in the 6.50. 7.20, a lot depends whether Bo's Icard runs. If he does, then he should take all the beating, but if he doesn't, then maybe May Dullier or Carmel's Boy might take advantage. And in the final race, Top of Thornton for the Colin O'Bratney Yard. ran well at the Galway Festival, and a repetition of that run should see him go close.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with your selections, and enjoy the action in Down Royal this evening.
Thanks, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.